Okay, thank you. So when we did the American Center for Mobility and Clerk Rowe, I mean, she was a clerk then.
Well, you were supervisor.
What year was it?
One of them.
It was.
And when the General Motors plant closed, the University of Michigan actually reached out to us to schedule meetings so we can be part of and plan for the autonomous research park that they have there now called the American Center for Mobility. This time, University of Michigan is involved, but they did not reach out like they did previously, and it has dramatically changed how they do business, and haven't been open. They're trying now, and we appreciate that, but the reality is, I mean, they started out with 20 acres, 200 jobs on site. Of course, I was excited about 200 jobs, and they look like two office buildings. And then they bought the 120 acres, or they have an option to purchase. And, I mean, they called right before because it was going to the Board of Regents. That's the only reason they reached out. I've been elected 36 years. I was 12 when I started, I always tell people. And we've had a lot of large developments and a lot of large challenges in our community. But we've always had a business-like, professional way of doing things. And this has been just exact opposite of that. Although, I mean, the idea of having a computation center that can help with complex issues and solve diseases and come up with cures for like Alzheimer's, you know, and cancer. That sounds really good and something that we all would probably support. Los Alamos, they also do national security to protect us from attacks, but also cyber attacks and the attacks on our seniors where all of their life savings have been taken by bad actors. And if you can advance technology to help with these issues, AI's here. I'm not gonna debate how you feel about AI because it's already here. So I'm concerned about how what it can and can't do and how people can make you say something that you never said. They take pictures and create illusions that are not true. But if you can use it in a good way to solve climate change, I mean, all complex issues and find solutions, I'm not opposed to that. It's the location on the Huron River. And then once myself and Larisha Thornton, Trustee Thornton, and our planner, we went to Ohio because people say the words data center. Until you see it, you really don't fully grasp it. And they were brilliant the way Ohio strategically planned their data centers. And these are data centers. That's just where they store data. And it was an enormous amount of energy. And it had these huge generators like the size of this room. I've never seen so many generators lined up in case the power went out. And it was obviously an industrial use. Once you see it, then you can see that this is not an office with a bunch of network computers like we have. It is really takes a lot of water to cool it. And they agreed from the very beginning, well, we wouldn't have let them. I don't know what we did. We would have probably joined hands and did whatever we can to make sure they didn't take one drop of water from the Huron River or from Ford Lake. That they never intended on doing that in the beginning. They're going to use the sewer for the return. We were looking at reclaiming water And we're trying to do creative things that are good for the environment, but it's hard to do business or have conversations that they won't tell you anything. And I hope that they do something with the American Center for Mobility. I pray for it, but I just don't think it's going to happen. I really don't. So the next step is some of the things we're doing on the agenda. And Trustee Rowe talked about our zoning. Even if it wasn't the University of Michigan, this is zoned for data centers. It's in our zoning ordinance. We use those words. Now that we know that what it is, on tonight's agenda, we're proposing to move it to a heavier industrialized area away from the, of course, the Huron River, the trees and all that, into an industrialized zone very close to YCUA. That makes sense to do that, but if a private person came, they would be able to do it too. And I'm not defending U of M, but they did verify that the zoning would be allowed, but they don't have to go through our zoning process, our site plan. At one of the meetings, they were going to locate the substation further down, I don't know where. Then they decided to locate a 20-acre substation on the corner of Bridge and Textile. And that was the original 20 acres for two centers and 200 employees. So now that's the first thing. And we can't allow that. Will we win? I don't know. But we'll fight because it should not be there. It should be in another location. And that's what we're really trying to legally do. It's the University of Michigan. They're big. They have a lot of resources. But if we work together to try to make it happen, I believe we can. On the agenda is hiring an environmental attorney that's very familiar, like Doug said, with the American Center for Mobility, the land there, the cleanup. He also can be used if they move forward with Bridge and Textile. So we're trying to put things in place to address it the best we can from a professional and legal matter. So we're trying to do the most we can. Don't ever come to my house again. Don't do it. It's wrong. It intimidates people. And people who have nothing to do with being elected. I don't know where people learned to do that or who taught you to do that. That is the wrong way to make change. You talk to people, you meet with people, and you try to change it step by step together. They went to three other houses besides mine. And you have no idea what's going on in those houses. You have no idea what's going on in the neighbor's house that are next door. Trustee Rowe had her mailbox blown up one time because people were mad over something. That's not how we do it in Ypsilanti Township, Washtenaw County, in the United States. That's not how we do things. So please, if you want to talk, let's sit and talk. Don't do that again. Thank you. We're going to move on to the agenda now. Number 16 is return. Mr. Winters, I was thinking as a board, should we authorize our attorney to also go to the YCUA meetings for if data centers are coming there for negotiations? Just so we can have knowledge?
Yes, in light of the fact right now that they claim they're resuming their negotiations with ACM, and they're also keeping in play Bridge Textile Road, I would very much like to participate, or at least be present for those meetings, to hear firsthand as to what their telling Yucca of their plans, because we're not getting any information from them. So I would very much like to be involved in those.
Is the board opposed to allowing it?
I think it's a great idea. I don't know how the rest of the board feels, but could there be another resolution if all else fails, that we authorize our environmental attorney and our township attorney to prepare litigation? I mean, if that's where we got to go, let them know. I mean, I'm willing to do, I mean, we sued General Motors, okay? So we can sue U of M if we have to. And I want them to know that they're not doing this without a fight, you know, from this board. And this board is known to stand up for its people, you know? So I don't know if that's possible, just to add that authorize them to go to Yucca for negotiation. I'll just make an amendment. We just got to read it first. or we want to just add it as.
I would make a motion to include the attorney, no offense to Yucca and Director Blackburn. I've sat quiet tonight. At one point, I did agree with the supervisor's position. It may be somewhere else in the township. Agreed with the attorney on that. I have a hard time wanting U of M in this community because I don't trust them any longer. You can hold your applause because I'm not happy with a lot of folks that showed up at my house. I have a wife who's recovering from a stroke. And when you beat your drumsticks on my door, she thought it was an emergency and rushed to get to the door and fell. So don't clap your hands for me. Don't snap your fingers. Be better than that. You have 7 people trying to help you. You could have come in here any time to talk to anybody. And you chose to do it that way. I don't speak for 6 other people or an attorney, but I can damn well tell you, you don't intimidate me. You did it when I wasn't home. You should be embarrassed to act that way. I would so move to have our attorney sit in on all meetings and authorize that attorney and Mr. Trigger to seek any action legally to stop U of M from moving into this community for a data center or a computational center or whatever hell they want to call it.
Madam Chair, is this part of the resolution or is it separate?
It's separate.
A separate motion? Thank you. I support.
Just for clarity,
I'm going to read the resolution.
Well,
you think?
There's an authorization that I heard. Motion to include the attorney.
Your thing, Senator. At all Yucca meetings and prepare for litigation.
Yeah. With both attorneys.
Okay.
But clearly, that's a separate motion. Is that clear?
Correct.
Thank
yes.
you. It's not part of the resolution.
It's to authorize
Thank you. Thank you.
That.
Madam Supervisor, since we have that motion, can I speak to it? I just wanted to say that what's happened here is just a perfect case between, and I don't know who was on the Michigan Strategic Fund or the MDEC, but to me it's like a typical case of why no one trusts government anymore. You get the state of Michigan takes our $100 million that all of us contribute through our taxes, which I think I fully support using my taxes for, you know, bringing new companies and new industries and stuff to it, but not in this way. And what Mr. Winters has found out, you know, behind the doors and what they said in their actual application for the strategic funds, you know, saying that, you know, it says right on there, you have to work with the local government, you have to meet with them and stuff, and that they didn't, and they used SPARC. I even doubt whether, I asked Mr. Winters, I think on an email, I said, check with SPARC. They probably never even called them. Because, I mean, that's how much I don't trust what they're doing. And to pick us out of all the places, if they want to be in Washington County, which I'm guessing maybe they do, seeing U of M's kind of here, maybe it's easier for them, to pick all the places and you pick the one, between us and the city of Ypsilanti, we are the most economically deprived. We're the ones that are still struggling to get out of 2008. We're the ones, and I'm not saying, people don't like to say we're poor because there's a lot of really, you know, people that live here and work here that make really good money, but that's not the issue. The issue is about the equalization of the properties here, what all of our properties added up in Ipsy Township come up to are not where they were in 2008. Whereas places like the city of Ann Arbor and some of the communities out west on this side of the county, they never even went down in their equalization value. And plus in all the growth that you see that's happening, they're just, you know, you drive in Ann Arbor or Pittsfield and those communities, they're just busting out with all the new development. That means new taxes. The only way you get new taxes is with new businesses, new development. And with the uncapping, as properties get sold, the cap that was on there, that comes off. So you can see that we're struggling. And U of M, they have to know that. They have economic advisors that do big reports all the time about what's happening in the state of Michigan. But yet you choose our community. We're also one of the communities. Us in the city of Ypsilanti, we have the highest number of brown and black-skinned people here. And you know that. And normally that means people are struggling even more, especially in the age of what's happening across, you know, the state in terms of ICE and what's happening with those whole populations. So to pick us and just say you don't care when you should be over here saying we want to help. What can we do to help? Through their business school, through their realty people, through all those, how can we help a struggling community in our county instead of coming in? We're going to lose a little bit of tax dollars that we get on that piece of property now. It'll be zero if they go in there. So that really hurts. And then to claim that you're such an environmental and, you know, all the stuff that they do and brag about and everything, to come over here with and knowing that you're going on the Huron River, I mean, they're right there. That piece of property is not that deep from Textile Road back to the river and to come there. And then our dam is there. It's like, where? What are you thinking? We've had studies. When we have, because of the dam, the federal government requires us to do studies. We know there's Native American artifacts that could be there. There are all kinds of species that can be there. There are fish, all those kinds of things. There is a lot of industrial, what I call wastelands in our community, not just Ipsy Township, City of Ypsilanti, you know, all where industry just pulled up and left. Why can't you pick one of those if you want to come here? Revive that. People would be excited about that because right now it's sitting there with a bunch of weeds growing up and who knows what the hazards are that are leaking into the lakes and stuff anyways. But to do that, I just, you know, it's just, and I've always been proud to be, when I tell people, they say, where are you from? You tell them, Ypsilanti, they say, what's between Ann Arbor? You know where U of M, you know, go blue, and, you know, and Eastern Michigan here in Ipsy, and between us and Detroit, I always use Ann Arbor, Detroit is like the places, but to describe where Ipsy is for people who aren't from this area. But it's just, it's really shameful. It's disgusting and shameful, and it should not be allowed legally, but it is, and I'm also, this is down the road. The idea that they can just keep expanding their campus and campus more and more and more throughout the entire county and just get tax breaks, it doesn't make any sense. And if there's something that can be done at the state level, we're taking a look at that. But I know that's not the priority now. So anyways, that's it.
The only thing, for clarity, Stan, your motion was for anywhere, and we've already told them ACM would be acceptable. Okay, I just want to make sure because I don't want to miss.
That's just personal. I don't want
to. Yeah, but so it's okay to.
It's okay.
Okay. Continue to work towards locating at ACM. So the motion is to authorize our attorneys to do whatever we can to prepare if U of M continues on that site at Textile and Bridge Road, and that our attorney attend any meetings with YCUA regarding data centers. That is a motion, and then we have a support. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Number 16, approve resolution 2025-23, opposition to the building of the two high-performance computing and artificial intelligence research centers on Bridge and Textile Road by the University of Michigan and Los Alamos National Laboratory.
Charter Township of Ypsilanti Resolution 2025-23, opposition to the building of two high-performance computing and artificial intelligence research centers on Bridge Road and Textile Road by the University of Michigan and Los Alamos National Laboratory. Whereas the University of Michigan and the Los Alamos National Laboratory have advised the Charter Township of Ypsilanti Board of Trustees of their plans to build, develop, and operate two high-performance computing and artificial intelligence research centers in the Charter Township of Ypsilanti, specifically on 139 acres of property located along Bridge Road and Textile Road. And whereas the University of Michigan, as a primary leader and project manager of these two proposed high-performance computing and artificial intelligence research centers, applied for and received a $100 million grant from the state of Michigan through the Michigan Economic Development Corporation and the Michigan Strategic Fund to facilitate the construction of these two high-performance computing and artificial intelligence research centers, and as of this date have yet to disclose to the elected officials of the Charter Township of Ypsilanti Board of Trustees as to the full scope of the proposed project, including but not limited to the size of the two computational centers, location of the proposed DTE substation, and the anticipated environmental impacts that these two centers will have upon the ecosystem, the township's Ford Lake Hydroelectric Station, Ford Lake and the Huron River, as well as the removal and destruction of mature trees on the 139 acres of property, as well as the anticipated water and sewage impacts upon Yucca. And whereas the potential harm to the health of the area residents, including the impacts listed above, coupled with the fact that the state of Michigan has exempted the University of Michigan from having to follow and adhere to all of the township's zoning ordinances, and likewise has exempted the University of Michigan from having to pay property taxes, will create a financial burden to the taxpayers of the Charter Township, especially as it pertains to police and fire services, thereby creating economic harm to all of the township residents and business owners who are required to pay ad valorem property taxes, thereby resulting in yet another financial subsidy to the University of Michigan at the expense of township taxpayers. And whereas the Charter Township of Ypsilanti Board of Trustees is in unanimous agreement that the construction of the proposed two high-performance computing and artificial intelligence research centers along Bridge and Textile Roads by the University of Michigan and the Los Alamos National Laboratory creates an unsafe and unfair burden upon the Charter Township of Ypsilanti, its taxpayers, residents, and business owners, and unanimously objects to the University of Michigan and Los Alamos National Laboratory's plans to construct these two high-performance computing and artificial intelligence research centers at the Bridge Road and Textile Road location. And whereas subsequent to the last meeting of the Charter Township of the Ypsilanti Board of Trustees held on Tuesday, July 15, 2025, the township officials became aware for the first time that the University of Michigan and Los Alamos National Laboratory met for 18 months pursuant to a non-disclosure agreement with representatives of the American Center for Mobility to locate these two high-performance computing and artificial intelligence research centers on the former property owned by General Motors Hydromatic, which consists of over 300 acres, with only a portion of said property currently being leased by the state of Michigan to the American Center for Mobility, which negotiations ended in failure in spite of the fact that this was the initial site selection by the University of Michigan and Los Alamos National Laboratory. And whereas Ypsilanti Township officials, upon learning of the failed negotiations between the University of Michigan, the Los Alamos National Laboratory, and the American Center for Mobility, vigorously urged the parties to resume their negotiations to locate the two computational centers on the former property owned by General Motors instead of the Bridge Road Textile Road location, which the parties advised township officials of their willingness to do. And whereas the Charter Township of Ypsilanti Board of Trustees objections to the proposed University of Michigan and Los Alamos National Laboratory's plans to construct these two computational centers at the Bridge Road and Textile Road location is strongly supported by the Honorable Jimmy Wilson Jr., State Representative for the 32nd House District, Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Charter Township Board of Trustees formally notify the University of Michigan's Board of Regents and the Los Alamos National Laboratory to cease and desist in their efforts to construct these two computational centers at the Bridge Road, Textile Road properties, and instead to locate these two computational centers on the former General Motors Hydromatic property, which consists of over 300 acres, a portion of which is currently leased to the American Center for Mobility, and be it further resolved that the University of Michigan and Los Alamos National Laboratory resume their negotiations with the State of Michigan, the Willow Run Arsenal for Democracy, the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, the Michigan Strategic Fund, and the American Center for Mobility to locate these two high-performance computing and artificial intelligence research centers on the former property owned by General Motors Hydromatic, which consists of over 300 acres, a portion of which is currently leased to the American Center for Mobility. And be it further resolved that the Charter Township Board of Trustees hereby calls upon all elected officials, including Governor Gretchen Whitmer, U.S. Senators Gary Peters and Alyssa Slotkin, Congresswoman Debbie Dingell, State Senator Jeff Irwin, State Representative Jimmy Wilson Jr., and the Washtenaw County Board of Commissioners to join the Charter Township of Ypsilanti in publicly opposing the building of these two high-performance computing and artificial intelligence research centers at the Bridge Road and Textile Road location. And be it further resolved that the aforementioned elected officials also publicly voice their support for the relocation of these two high-performance computing and artificial intelligence research centers to be located on the former property owned by General Motors Hydromatic, which is owned by the Willow Run Arsenal for Democracy and consists of over 300 acres, a portion of which is currently leased to the American Center for Mobility, and be it further resolved that a true copy of this resolution be forwarded by the clerk's office to Governor Gretchen Whitmer, U.S. Senators Gary Peters and Alyssa Slotkin, Congresswoman Debbie Dingell, State Senator Jeff Irwin, State Representative Jimmy Wilson Jr., and the Washtenaw County Board of Commissioners. Now, therefore, be it resolved that resolution number 2025-23 is hereby adopted. So moved.
Motion Swanson, support Rowe. They're coming. But you can make public comments on each agenda item if you want. Please go to the microphone.
Hello, Supervisor Stumbo, members of the board, neighbors. My name is Jill Warren. I come tonight as a resident for only 5 years here in the township. I retired in my career, part of which included being a lecturer in the School of Public and Environmental Affairs at Indiana University. I've also been a consultant to many nonprofit environmental organizations in Michigan as a professional consultant and advisor, but I'm really here as just a member of the community to say I appreciate this resolution. I appreciate the work of the many activists to bring it forward. I appreciate the integrity that the attorney has shown in bringing the background to our attention, and I urge you to continue to be strong and represent the wishes of the residents and neighbors who have expressed their opposition. This is, from my professional opinion, an environmental justice issue more than any other. I also want to just compliment the clerk and her office because I also volunteer as an election worker, and they were excellent in the most recent election, and I'm so glad to work with you. I would encourage anyone here to volunteer to work elections as well. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Courtney, and I'm here as a constituent representative of Congressional District 6 from the Michigan Progressive Caucus. I'm also a community member. I'm concerned about the data center resolution that you are considering passing tonight, which states that due to the potential harm that it could cause a resident, as well as the tax burden on the township, that you recommend U of M and Los Alamos resume their initial failed negotiations with all of the stakeholders at the General Motors property on the old bomber plant site. With all of the reasons cited in the resolution, as well as the personal accounts we see in the media, there should be flat-out opposition to this data center being built at all. That General Motors property is already bombarded by pollution from the industries there, including the recently expanded Willow Run Airport, which is accommodating larger aircrafts, and pollution from encircling expressways, etc. And who sits in the middle of all of that? The working class and predominantly black population in the West Willow neighborhood. The church that is here tonight, as well as other surrounding communities on the Belleville side and those on Ecorse Road, Ford Boulevard, as well as other communities. And just because the area is industrialized doesn't mean we should keep adding to that industrialization. In my opinion, asking for that area to be rezoned specifically for data centers is not a good idea, either because we already know that U of M, being a state institution, does not have to follow zoning rules. But rezoning does open the door to private data centers to build there and continue to expand. When is enough enough? The more accurate conversation at this point would be for the U of M Regents and the U.S. government, aka Los Alamos, to maybe research areas to build data centers where there are no densely populated communities within a 20-mile radius of the data center. I'd also encourage you and everyone here tonight to begin brainstorming on ways in which you can decrease your use of technology, especially the cloud. We know that some forms of technology are causing harm to our bodies and our environment, and the drone and surveillance defense technology is being used to target and kill in communities here and globally. Yet, we continue to support this progression. If what they are doing is ethical and moral, then why the need for non-disclosure agreements? We survived just fine prior to the cloud, the drones, and surveillance technology, and there are times when we have to survive without it now. It is urgent that we adjust our ways of conducting our lives and business to avoid relying on technology so much, with the hope that at some point we can decrease the demand for the data centers and therefore decrease the number of data centers that need to be erected. Also, I would ask you to pay attention to and get involved with federal and state legislation regarding AI and technology in general.
Thank you. That's 3 minutes. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Vivia. I'm a homeowner in the township. While I appreciate any measure of resistance against the computational centers burning the world, it's important that we stay clear in pursuit of our goal. Stop the data center doesn't end at the boundaries of Hydro Park. We must demand not here and not anywhere. Standing Rock Pipeline only moved through sacred indigenous land and burial sites instead of Bismarck because a white suburban community said not here. We've already seen the consequences of stopping before not anywhere. We can't afford to learn this lesson over and over and over again. If you look on their website, Los Alamos is actively hiring AI engineers to improve nuclear weapon manufacturing at this proposed site. Remember, 90% of the electricity is going towards this work. No good research will happen here. AI hasn't actually been shown to be useful in any research despite being worked on for over a decade. No cancers will be cured. And even if the research works, at best it'll mean more efficient murders. I'll remind you that Los Alamos thought 35 miles away was a safe distance for a nuclear test site on American soil. And they didn't warn communities who are still suffering from health complications without reparation 80 years later. They care about you and me just about as much as they care about their military targets. You're not included in the decision-making because you're ants, just like the rest of us. If you think UM can actually be negotiated with, then I have a data center to sell you. What distance from us is okay for a site that'll consume the same amount of water as 90,000 people? How far away do the target poor black communities have to be for us to be fine burning enough coal and gas to power 55,000 homes? I know the people of the township don't want to be on the forefront of genocidal technology. Do y'all want that? Do y'all want to be on the cutting edge of destroying the climate and people's ability to live here or anywhere? While I don't know what happened, I gather that it's scary to see protesters at your house. but I sympathize because it will be infinitely scarier to see this data center built anywhere. I know UM has immense legal power here, but so too did slave owners, Nazis, and kings. What was the right way to make change back then? What were the agendas like for the meetings on the beaches of Normandy? What did Ulysses S. Grant have to do to get successfully penciled in on Robert E. Lee's calendar? People are trying everything they can think of because they seem to understand the stakes and you don't. What will your legacy be? If they try to break ground on this project, what side of history will you be on? You have to try everything you can to kill this project wherever it is, legal power be damned. Don't just make the harm someone else's problem.
Thank you. Yeah.
Hi, Regina Kudla, resident of Ypsilanti Township. And I mostly want to express my extreme gratitude for all the work that you all had done since our last meeting. It almost seemed like listening to a thrilling detective novel. So I know we have a lot of work to do to get this taken care of, and I hope that in some way that the residents can actually help you instead of challenging you your every move. So we're all trying to do our best. We want the best for our community, and I think if we keep that all in mind, that we basically have the same goals, maybe thinking of different ways of achieving those goals, I think that we can get a lot done. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi. My name's Avery. I'm a poet and a community member. I want to thank you for putting this resolution on the agenda tonight. And I am also standing with my community here in opposition to the data center being built at all. It can't be built here in Ypsi Township. It certainly can't be built in the West Willow Run neighborhood. A data center built anywhere in Washtenaw County will have impact on us all, especially working class folks, especially BIPOC folks, especially immunocompromised folks, especially more than human. Human, animal, and plant folk, no matter where it is built. Lately, I have been thinking about the Marshall Islands. You may be thinking, what does this Marshall Islands have anything to do with us here in Ypsilanti? Well, after World War II, the United States tested 67 nuclear weapons in the Marshall Islands, weapons just like the ones created by the Los Alamos National Laboratory. 2 decades after testing ended, contaminated waste was collected and dumped in a crater on Runit Island in Eniwetok Atoll, an attempt to bury the environmental racism and radioactive harm enacted by the U.S. military industrial complex. The Runit Dome is locally referred to as the tomb, and a crack has now formed in the concrete dome. The Eniwetok people were displaced, but allowed to return to their homes 3 decades after testing. They live 15 miles downstream from the compromised tomb. Only 3 of the Marshall Islands are inhabitable today. With water levels rising, the Marshall Islands is at risk of being totally submerged underwater. Where do you think all of that hazardous debris will go? As a poet, I have to share a poem with you all. So I wanted to share a Marshallese poem, a poet named Kathy Jetnell Kitchener, who I really admire, a poem she wrote called Anointed. And I hope I'll share just an excerpt, and I hope you can close your eyes and think of how this may connect to why we are here tonight. To get to this tomb, take a canoe. Take a canoe through miles of scattered sun. Swallow endless swirling sea. Gulp down radioactive lagoon. Do not bring flowers or speeches. There will be no white stones to scatter around this grave. There will be no songs to sing. How shall we remember you? You were a whole island once. You were breadfruit trees heavy with green globes of fruit, whispering promises of massive canoes. Beneath looming coconut trees, beds of ripe watermelon slept still, swollen with juice. You were protected by powerful chiefs birthed from women who could swim pregnant for miles beneath a full moon. Then you became a testing ground. 9 nuclear weapons consumed you one by one by one. You became crater, an empty belly. You became tomb, you became concrete shell, you became solidified history, immovable, unforgettable. You were a whole island once. Who remembers you beyond your death? Who would have us forget that you were once green globes of fruit? Who knows the stories of the life you led before? There must be more to this than incinerated trees, a cracked dome, a rising sea, a leaking nuclear waste with no fence. There must be more than a concrete shell that houses death. Here is a story of a people on fire. We pretend it is not burning, all of us. Here is a story of the ways we've been tricked, of the lies we've been told. It's not radioactive anymore. Your illnesses are normal.
You're sorry. Thank you.
Please just refuse for Ypsilanti and Washtenaw County to become a tomb.
Thank you. Next.
Hi, my name is Rachel Rezin, and I work at the district library. I also want to voice my opposition to the data centers being built anywhere and just remind everyone that Los Alamos Laboratories was the entity that created nuclear weapons, and this August was the 80th anniversary of the only time they've ever been used in warfare. It's the 80th anniversary of August 6th and 9th, when the United States dropped two atom bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki in Japan and killed over 200,000 people.
Hello. excuse me. My name is Mia, and I'm a resident of Sugarbrook, and I live about 5 minutes from where the proposed data center would have been located. And I think, signaled out a little bit earlier for my clapping, and I just want to say, of course I understand how scary it is for strangers to show up at your house. I completely sympathize with that. And that's not, of course, why I'm clapping. I'm not clapping because my elected representatives feel threatened. I'm clapping because I agree with the treasurer. And it's heartening to hear other members of the board feel like they don't trust U of M in the same way that the community does. And that's a shared feeling amongst all of us and something that we can use when making these decisions. That we can say, as a constituent, I am also insulted to hear the rigmarole and the runaround that my representatives have gone through and that people won't do honest business with the people that, you know, I want to represent me. And I think it's fair to say, you know what? We can't trust this institution anymore. We can't trust them with our resources. We can't trust them in our communities. And for that reason, I also support saying that we shouldn't have this data center anywhere, whether it's in Willow Run or if it's in Ipsy. I mean, it's such a scary thought. And I know it's making me emotional just talking about it. But if they're not being honest with us when they're trying to build it in Ipsy, I don't know why we would think they would be honest with us when building it in Willow Run. You know, they're not going to say, oh, you changed the zoning for us and made other accommodations for us. Oh, great, now we're going to be more honest. I completely understand, you know, your perspective and thinking like, I feel like these people aren't being honest and doing business here in this way is not trustworthy. And I feel like that distrust of U of M is something that the community shares with you. And frankly, I'm also a computer scientist. I'm a software engineer. I do have training with large learning models. So I distrust the development of the AI data centers for many reasons. And if anything, what I really want to impress upon everyone here is that AI has incredible marketing. The technology itself is not as novel as they would like you to believe it is. And I really think that an enormous amount of suspicion is just a fair way to approach the whole situation. And I'm sure, of course, they want to say, we're gonna use this technology to solve cancer, we're gonna use this technology to clean water. That's not what the reputation of these companies are showing us, though. That's not what the work of my colleagues shows. Frankly, I know people that work on training large learning models, and that's not what they're working on. You know, so I think the skepticism is warranted. I appreciate hearing that my representatives are skeptical of them, and I would just agree with the treasurer. I don't think we need this anywhere in Southeast Michigan. I don't think we need this data center anywhere in Michigan at all. And I would just really say that as a community member, I stand with you guys in continuing to hold the line and push back against U of M and say, no, you were not honest with us. You broke our trust, and that means something to all of us here.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Jay. I'm a community member. I live in the township. I don't know what your name is, but your lawyer colleague talked about how it is that the way that U of M has been presenting information was a bait and switch already around like what the proposed location was. And I am grateful to see you all in what seems like unanimous opposition to them building around South Hydro Park. But what I haven't really, like what I've heard here from some of you, but not all of you, is the way that they're continuing this bait and switch around what it is that they're going to be doing there, right? Director Stumbo talked about them, like you all as a township, trying to do creative things that are good for the environment. Fundamentally, the building of this data center anywhere is not good for the environment. As, you know, friends have already pointed out, they're not going to be trying to cure cancer there. They're going to be trying to cause cancer, trying to bomb children, trying to kill people. That is what it is that their goals are for this, you know, new version of the arsenal of democracy. And so rather than maybe continuing with this resolution as it is, you can amend it to what Trustee Eldridge, and it sounded like was seconded by Trustee Peterson, recommended of not having it anywhere, right? Refusing, rejecting them from building this anywhere in the township, right? You don't need to relocate it. You need to end it. And you all have the opportunity to do that here today. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, board. My name is Brian. I live in Ipsy City within the blast zone of either proposed site. I was trying to think of something clever to say. Here's what I got. I know where you can build the data center in hell. I'll work on it. But this is not a good, like, I completely agree with what the last commenter said. We should not build the data center. And what Mr. Eldridge said, I completely support. Because what it's sounding like, and I, you know, it's a back and forth, but like, you know, I read this resolution before the meeting, and it sounds like, because it's like, in my head, when I hear data center, I replace it with kill the township machine. So it's like, we really don't want the kill the township machine at South Hydro Park. We really want the kill the township machine at the American Center for Mobility. And it's like, well, it still kills the township. And like everyone, you know, everyone suffers. It's like a slow bomb. So I think it would be, I think we should not do it. And that feels like what everyone wants. And I know that ultimately you all are going to have to figure out how to make that happen with between you and U of M and Los Alamos. I mean, it's so clear these are terrible partners. They don't want what's best for you. They don't want what's best for the township. They want to make their killing machine, and it's going to kill people here, and it's going to kill people far away, and it's not going to bring jobs. And it, you know, the recent sort of advent of AI data centers and the Michigan State Legislature's approval of them has destroyed every climate goal that the state has made in the last 10 years. They are taking the off-ramps that have been built into those climate goals just for the sake of a greasy, dirty bomb. Thanks.
Hi, my name is Alicia Welliver. I live in Galt Village in Ipsy Township. And I am also here to oppose the data center, no matter where it's built. I don't believe that this is in any way going to benefit our community. They have nothing to offer us. U of M, at the end of the day, doesn't pay taxes. They're not going to contribute anything to our township. In addition, let's not forget the reports that are coming out about communities subsidizing these data centers in regards to their energy usage. Are we going to have to subsidize their energy? Like, is DTE going to pass that cost on to us? Like, has this come up in conversations? Obviously, they're not going to tell you because of NDA or whatever ridiculousness. My husband works at Willow Run. He's an aircraft mechanic, and I can attest to to the pollution, the enormous amount of pollution that is already there. I don't want him inhaling additional toxins, and this community, the Willow Run community, should not have to do that either. This is a horrible idea. I really, truly feel like this is just not going to benefit us in our community, in the Willow Run area. I'm pleading with you to just fight for it to stop. And I understand you already told them, oh, this is another option. Well, apparently they like to play the bait and switch game. So just say, oh, we changed our mind. Sorry. We're good. Anyway, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm just here because I would also like to oppose the data center anywhere in Ypsilanti Township, or quite frankly, anywhere on Earth. It's going to be, you know, used to develop weapons to murder people. It's like pretty much as simple as that. And I think that this resolution is like insulting and sells out the folks in the other location who don't deserve a data center built there either. I think it's almost worse than saying nothing because it actively advocates for a data center to be built somewhere. People have mentioned it, but Los Alamos, you know, they developed the most deadly weapon on Earth, knowing exactly what they were doing. They would literally, if the incentives were lined up right, would research a weapon to murder you personally. They don't have fucking souls. And U of M is investing in a genocide right now and would invest in your genocide if they felt their incentives were lined up. They don't care. They're evil. Los Alamos, if there was any justice on this earth, would long ago have rotted away and be remembered just like the Nazis. And you are, if you're working to like build this here, you are quite frankly just as bad as anyone collaborating with Nazis. You've done nothing. Use your power to actually fucking get rid of this data center.
Sir.
Hi.
Yeah.
This is a resolution to announce opposition and encourage the data center to be built in another location. But U of M already tried to go to that location and negotiate for 18 months and didn't see a way forward there. And they already invested time and money in getting these other two sites. So I agree with Brenda Stumbo, who expressed doubt that this opposition would even succeed at its stated goals. So I would recommend just changing it to opposing the data center being built anywhere here rather than changing the location.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Joe Kang. I am a longtime water guy in this part of the state. I heard a lot of good comments, but I like to say I support the resolution that our attorney drafted. It's not a perfect situation from my standpoint, but I think that will give the opportunity for Ypsilanti Township to play a major role in the coming years. Just, you may have heard this, the new gold rush has started, and that is with the data. So I don't want to see you missing the gold rush. So with your diligent effort, hope you can play a major role in the coming decades for the benefit of everybody in the township. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comment? We have a motion and support to approve the resolution. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And we will keep everyone updated as if anything. We have emails from everyone, contact information. The next item on the agenda is the zoning changes for debt. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, approve attorney grant trigger to provide professional services for all townships' environmental issues, including but not limited to a data center being proposed by the University of Michigan near the Huron River with an hourly rate charge of $300 per hour, which is budgeted.
So moved.
Motion Rowe.
Support.
Support Newman. There discussion on this? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Number 18 is the zoning changes for data center. And there's a pretty lengthy memo in it. The gist of it is currently zoning, and this Trustee Rowe and I talked about ways to deal with where they're currently zoned. So currently, data centers are zoned in a logistics manufacturing designation, and that is along across from the Ford plant, which is an assembly plant, and it goes down Rawsonville Road. It's a large area that allows data centers. So it's currently allowed. We did it with a master plan that was adopted in 2020. So I don't think anyone really knew what a data center was, and we keep learning more and more and more about them. But once you see it, it's a heavy industrial use look. It has a lot of electricity. It has a lot of water and extensive large generators that would not fit into the current place it's zoned. And so the planning director and our planning consultant will work also on an ordinance for data center, because we don't have one. And a lot of communities are starting to do, because it is a new gold rush. Data centers are popping up in a lot of different places, and communities, including us, are not prepared for it. So this, by doing what's being requested to refer it to the Planning Commission to change the current zoning district, it's allowed, and put it into the heavier industrial use district with an ordinance and parameters around it. That's a beginning for future ones. And I know people think you can just snap your fingers and things can happen, but there's legal things that we have to do, and this is one of them. Get them off the current area that it is allowed and move it to the previously heavy manufactured district. So that's what this request is for, and a motion in support to forward the memo to the planning director and the planning commission would be appropriate.
I would so move the request.
Motion Rowe, thank you. Support Swanson. And it'll come back here because it's a zoning language, so you'll have the opportunity to see it at the Planning Commission as well as at the Township Board. Are there any questions or comments? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Under authorization of bids, we have the seek the bid for replacement of the bay doors at the Station 1 Fire Headquarters.
Support Peterson.
Motion Rowe. Support Peterson. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Number 2 is to waive the bidding requirement on Minton and sign a 2-year extension with the Community Publishing and Marketing for the Township Helpful Handbook for $59,000 in 2026 and $61,000. Budget in line item 226-528-900-00 and 101-267-900-00 and for the winter, summer, and fall recreation guides which is budgeted in line item 230754880000.
So moved.
Motion Rowe. Support Eldridge. Is there a discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Number three is to seek sealed bids for one new township floater vehicle to be assigned to the Residential Services Department for general employee use.
So moved.
So moved, Peterson.
Motion. Support. Peterson, support Rowe. The bids were brought back to the township board. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Number four is to seek sealed bids for Community Center 100 hallway bathrooms renovation project as part of the Washoe County Community Development Grant, which is called CDBG funding.
So moved.
Motion Rowe.
Support.
Support Newman. And the bids will come back to the township board. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Number seven is authorize OHM advisors. Five and six were removed. Number seven was authorize OHM advisors for engineering service to establish a permanent drive for the law enforcement center located at 1501 South Huron Street to Coletta Court for access to Huron Street. Motion Swanson. Support Eldridge. Is there discussion on that? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
We missed five and six.
Yeah, you weren't here. They deleted them.
Five and six are gone.
Rescheduled.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Number eight was authorized the sale and or removal of excess township equipment.
So moved.
Motion Rowe. Support Eldridge. Question or comment? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? None. Motion carried. There's no other business. Are there any other public comments that people would like to make?
Hello. Hi. Monica Ross Williams, 2150 Chevrolet, and also a West Willow resident. Possibly earlier in this meeting, I wasn't here, Pastor Brown of Whitehall Memorial Church may have came and spoke about the event that they're trying to do in West Willow. Basically, it is a praise in the park, and also they're trying to have vendors work at that event as well. First things I want to say is I have been working with the pastor to do my best as the direct some of the navigational holes that have to go through in order to have an event like this. I would basically say number one is that this is a long-standing church inside of the West Willow community. Obviously, Bishop Whitehead used to be the former pastor before he passed away. Now, right now, it is Pastor Brown, and the church has done a lot of good works inside of our community. I hope that the board would be willing to work with the church as much as possible in order to get past any procedural roadblocks to have them have their event on Sunday, September 14th. I think it would be a positive for our community all the way around. And so I wanted to speak up in support of the event, and thank you very much for your time.
Monica, we agreed to call a special meeting to try to accommodate it.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Are there any board member update? Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry.
Last person here. Hi, Madam Chair. My name is R. Tyrone Kelsey. I am the new executive director for Friends Indeed. And in that capacity, I just want to thank you and acknowledge how your support for organizations like myself, nonprofits like myself, like ours, and your concern for the dynamics that are happening inside the income challenges in this community. Since the war on poverty and began in the 1960s, the poverty rate has not changed over the last 50 years. Now we have a climate where the war is not on poverty, the war is on the poor and the poor person. And it requires us to begin to consider new ways and new approaches, collaborations, and partnerships with the local public officials and organizations such as the Ypsilanti Township and Ypsilanti City itself, because 50% of those people in poverty in Washington County live in the 97 and 98 zip codes. So I'm here to seek proposals for how do we think differently about the residents in our area that are impacted by this, so that we can establish partnership and begin to make change given the climate that is now upon us. Thank you.
Thank you and congratulations. Welcome. Any other comment?
Hi, my name is Pat Steffes. I came here last month to talk about the data center and my opposition to it. I just wanted to express my appreciation for the work that y'all have done on the board here. It's great. Thank you. The report was phenomenal.
Thank you, sir. Are there any other public comments?
Jerry Mahaley, Township resident. I was just wondering, the sheriff's deputy there was nice last time I spoke about the situation in Dorothy and Grove with the cars parking really close. Mm-hmm. They're still parking there, the truck and the one SUV and another car on the other side. I don't know if the township can actually put little red signs saying you can only park within so many hundred or so many feet within that section, so the people that are actually parking there, so the sheriff deputies don't have to keep driving by and looking to let the people actually know that you're not supposed to park within so many feet of the road there. That would be awesome. Because coming here today, a car almost hit me on my left side because trying to get around the truck, I was right there. So, and the water issue and the water rates, it's been mentioned that the water infrastructure has been built. It's like a city. You know, Detroit was built to hold so many, up to 2 million people, and all of a sudden, people left. The infrastructure is still there, so the people remaining has to maintain that infrastructure, so the cost is going to go up. It's the same as for water. The infrastructure is built to hold and maintain such economic development. That economic development is now gone, but the infrastructure is still there remaining. It has to be maintained. So, yes, the cost has to be passed down to the remaining people. It's inevitable. And the data centers, they either one way, they're going to be built somewhere because we're in a race with China with them. And China's morals are different than ours, and they will unleash basically hell on us. Because they are in for world domination. And the cleanest way I can put it is, with China is, you can only let your dog go out in the backyard without cleaning up the poop before you start stepping in it. And that's China's view on their own country. They're ruining their own country in the mindset of, we're going to conquer and rule the world, so we're not have to live in our own country, we're going to have the world to live in. Thank you.
Thank you. There's no board member comments. A motion to adjourn is in order.
So moved. Support by Rowe.
Motion Elder, support Rowe. Time is 8:35. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
Wasn't here.
Oh, if he wasn't.